I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last week I got a note from a treasure hunter who asked me a question I've never really thought about before, and it's a tough question to answer. Here it is. What do you do if someone learns you use a metal detector and they ask you to try to find a valuable ring their mother lost several years ago, and you recognize the description of the ring because you found it a year or two ago and you sold it to a gold dealer? What a nightmare. What would you do? Would you tell them the truth? That you found it and sold it, and it was probably melted down a long time ago? Or would you turn them down and say you're sure you'd never find it? Or do you say you'd be glad to see if you can find it, knowing it's already gone? Or what? I thought I had the perfect answer. I told him that I'd never find myself in that situation because I've never sold anything I found. So if somebody described to me a lost ring and about where they lost it and I'd found that ring, I'd return it. No problem there, right? But then his next question was, well, what if it's not a ring? What if it's something with great sentimental value but not much monetary value, like a key to a special diary, or a pin commemorating some event from long ago, or a dog tag from a dearly loved long-departed pet? Most treasure hunters dig up things like these somewhere along the line, and the question is, how long should we keep all these things on the off chance that we may someday find the owner? Sooner or later, storage is going to become a problem. Well, I have a partial solution, but it's pretty extreme. Most of my finds were made in Alabama and Georgia and Indiana, and I live in Illinois now, so I'm sure I'll never get requests from anyone who lost any of that stuff in those other states. But I'm afraid that moving to a new state every few years is not a solution that would work for too many of you. If you have a better solution that would allow you to feel good at the end of the day, that doesn't violate ethical or moral standards, I'd love to hear it. Just click the comments button on the podcast webpage. And while I've got you thinking about ethics and morality, here's another problem to consider that might well be a more serious predicament than the first one. Last month, a man in Ontario was digging fence post holes in his backyard and he unearthed a skeleton. He called the authorities and the skeleton turned out to be something like 400 years old. Now, evidently in Canada, if human remains are found on your property, you, the property owner, are responsible for the cost of evaluating those remains and for determining if there are other skeletons on your property. And it looks like this poor guy is going to have to pay about $5,000 for the archaeological evaluation. So what's the next guy who finds a skeleton in his yard going to do? If he's heard about this case, he's probably going to just cover it up and let it be. Well, that's what I've been thinking about this week, and a special thanks to treasure hunter Michael Liddy of Laurinburg, North Carolina, for bringing these problems to my attention. And now the commercial. My book, The Metal Detecting Manual, is not available anywhere except through my own website. If Amazon or Abe's Books or Libris wants it, they'll have to buy it from me at the same price you pay. Read all about it at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too. treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.